Star Wars 7x7 episode 3256. Today it is the final interview from Star Wars Celebration Europe featuring one of the panelists from Andor, the Empire and a History of Resistance. His name is Ollie Mold. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So I have the final interview from Celebration Europe featuring a panelist from that awesome panel, Andor, the Empire and a History of Resistance, which, just one more time, there's a link in the show notes and the blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com, where you can hear a recording or a re-recording of that panel discussion that took place on the Star Wars Ologies podcast, co-hosted by James Floyd, who was the moderator of the panel at Celebration Europe, and also this re-recording as well. And Ollie Mold was one of those panelists, of course. So we'll get to Ollie's answer in just a second. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the podcast. As always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be. And now here is Ollie Mold's answer to our one question interview at Star Wars Celebration Europe. Hi, what's your name and your Star Wars claim to fame?
Hi, I'm Ollie Mold, and my Star Wars claim to fame, I guess, would be what I've just done. I mean, that's the most, not only is it the biggest group of people I've spoken to, but other people dressed in Star Wars fandom when I was doing it. So it's got to be this.
Well, that's fantastic. Congratulations. And so what would you say for you is the biggest unresolved story or mystery in Star Wars that you hope to see resolved in your lifetime?
That's a really interesting question. And until about 3 minutes ago, when I was just having a chat with Becca here, I would have said something along the lines of, family lineage in the Skywalker family, or like particularly Rey's ridiculous kind of family that they put in episode 9. But having had a chat with Becca, I think that given the importance of the more recent Star Wars programs like Andor and Rogue One and the others, I think the biggest unresolved mystery is the ways in which resistance actually happens on the ground. We see all about the troubles and the tribulations that people have, and the the angst that they come up with, and all the different ways in which the big spaceships collide and big spaceship battles. But what actually is it that kind of motivates people to fight the Empire? We see snippets of it in Andor, but what actually can they do? Like, other than just like flying a spaceship or making a bomb, what is it that they can actually do? Like helping people out or doing, you know, something on the ground. Like, what is it they can actually do? To me, that would really round off the important parts of Star Wars, which is its narrative of contemporary resistance.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. And Becca, thank you too for inspiring that. And where can people continue to follow you on your own Star Wars journey?
Well, I'm on Twitter at Ollie Mold, OlimOuld, although in true resistance style, I have taken a step back from Twitter because of Mr. Musk. But if you go there, then you'll see my other socials such as Mastodon, TikTok, and a few others. So that's a port of call, and then people can go from there.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you very much.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.